Justine, what's special about this phone you've created?
It's a rotary dial cell phone, and it's as unsmart as it can be intentionally. I'm kind of anti-smartphone, but it doesn't operate as a smartphone. There's no touchscreen display. There's no advanced display. It has an e-paper display, if you know what that is. But it can't browse the internet. It can't text. And all of that is intentional because I have a problem with how hyper-connected everyone is nowadays. And so I wanted to downgrade even more, and I decided to make myself this thing.
Okay. Now, how old are you?
I'm 34.
Okay. So you did not grow up in the era of rotary phones.
No, but my grandparents had them around the house, so I was able to make calls as a young kid, so I was aware of them.
Well, for those of us who grew up and had to do business with rotary phones, we thought we'd died and gone to heaven when we got rid of them.
Right. It would be a lot of effort to have to use a dial for every single call. So the people I call most frequently have their own dedicated hardware buttons, namely my husband and my mother, and I'll be working more contacts into it as I continue to develop it. It's still quite new.
And as you learn what it is to put your finger in there and destroy your nail every time you have to dial someone who's got more than 3 zeros in their number.
That's okay.
But this is a portable phone, right? This is a cell phone. It is incorporated with a smartphone. Is that right?
Yeah, okay. So it's a smartphone. It connects to the 3G cellular network, but it's not incorporated with a smartphone. It's an entirely standalone piece of hardware. I'm an engineer, so I had fun designing my own electronics for this, and it leverages some open source hardware that's available from a company called Adafruit, so that's good. Various other bits and pieces that come together to make it work.
You say it has an e-paper display. What does that mean?
So if you ever use a Kindle, it's this display that looks remarkably like paper. There's no backlighting. It's black text on white background, and it's bistatic, which means it doesn't need power to display a continuous message. So I have one of these worked into the back of it as an added kind of neat feature for, you know, displaying contacts lists, missed calls, things like that.
You can't text with that.
In theory, I could if I worked out the programming to use a rotary dial for texting, but I was intentionally trying to avoid texting, so no, right now, no.
How big is your phone?
Oh, that's a good question. So the point here is I want it to be usable as my primary phone, so I made it to be small enough and thin enough to fit in a pocket. I'm measuring it as we speak. It's about 10 centimeters tall and a little more than 7 wide and a few thick. I designed everything around it to be as compact as I could make it, so it fits in a pocket.
Okay, and how much of the rotary, the dial part of it, takes up the phone? How much of the space on your phone is just that?
It's mostly the dial.
How do people in New York react when you are using this rotary portable phone?
Well, honestly, I haven't had too many reactions yet because this is only day 3. I just finished this, and I'm super surprised that it's gotten, in this short time, any attention at all. I just posted the design documentation on my personal portfolio website. So I haven't gotten too many reactions yet, just coworkers who just love it.
Right. And so you think that, I mean, do they love it because of not just what it looks like, the sort of retro appearance of it, but because of why you've made it, because of how you feel about how connected you are?
Well, I haven't, in conversations, had too much of an opportunity to get into the philosophy behind why I did it, but I hope people appreciate that. I mean, it's a device that I truly own. Most smartphones, you know, you don't really know what's going on behind the scenes. It's all very finicky to me. I really get driven crazy by modern touch interfaces, and I just wanted something where I had complete control of it. I know how it works and what it can do, and so, yeah.
But you can't get directions to the restaurant on this. You can't.
What? No.
Maybe no. Okay, you can call the restaurant, but you can't get
right.
directions directly from them. What else can you do with it?
Well, that's basically it. It's for making calls and receiving calls and voicemail, of course. But that's it.
Why do you think that? Because I think probably there are a lot of people who share your sort of frustration with just how connected and just how we're staring at these phones, these screens. And how common do you think your philosophy is now among people who are looking for something like that?
I think probably my mentality is more common than you might realize, but I don't know if people feel like they're empowered to do anything about it. And you know, you can make your own phone. It's a thing that people could it's possible to do this. It's just that it's just not very common.
So this would actually mean that you're not under corporate surveillance anymore. You can actually go about without somebody knowing or some algorithm knowing exactly what you're doing, where you're going, and who you're doing it with.
Yeah, right.
And after only 3 days, though, are you feeling that you could enjoy having less technology in your pocket?
Oh, absolutely. I'm obviously, you know, proud of this as a personalized creation, and I'm hoping this will become my primary cell phone. So we'll see how that goes a year from now, you know.
Justine, it's good to talk to you. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.